Like, how did you discover Aaron?
Well, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 32 years old now, and growing up in America, you've probably heard about him. That's how I discovered about him. Probably my parents at one point had a CD of him, and we listened to it in the car when I was a little kid. That's how I discovered him. I didn't know who he was back then. We all just knew him, from those big
Yeah.
songs.
Because I'm 33, so he was like on Lizzie McGuire. That's what I knew him from, and yeah, he was on everything. He was on Jimmy Neutron. But like, how did you rediscover him, I guess I should say,
Oh,
or how did you guys link up?
there's the period of time after all of those things, like Jimmy Neutron, like you said, the rest of I Want Candy, and that, I always remember That's How I Beat Shaq. My little brother likes That's How I Beat Shaq. A lot of, all these songs that came out and all of that. And then years and years pass and we get older. I didn't remember who he was. It's not like every day I was thinking about Aaron Carter, because new singers come out, new bands and rappers and actors,
Yeah.
and he I don't know what happened to him. But then my friend was on YouTube and he's like, "Morgan, this guy's singing on your beat." And I said, "Oh my God, is that Aaron Carter?" And yes, it was, because you can read on Instagram, it says their name.
Yeah.
He was on live. I'm like, "That's Aaron Carter. He's singing." I was very happy. I'm like, "Wow, I did a song with him." Except for he wasn't singing the words. It was somebody else, Winter Haven or Winter Havens. I'm like, "Well, we got to get this song done so that he can have a new song, or I could potentially have a song with him, because that would be amazing to have a song with Aaron Carter. I remember him from those days, like we were talking about." That's how it happened. So I reached out to one of the people that was helping him with music at the time, and they said, "Yeah, we've been looking for you," or, "We didn't know that you did this." I heard it was like five different stories. But at the
Which,
end,
like, is that typical that someone
no,
that.
it's not. No, it's not.
Okay.
Usually someone directly reaches out to you and says, "Hey, we used your music," or unless someone takes your music and another person adds on to it and they say, "Oh, it's mine." But in a perfect world, no, it's not typical. Anyway, I didn't care about any of that, because at least they responded. And then the guy that was writing the lyrics, Brian Cassidy is his name. Winter Havens is what he goes by on Instagram. He's a very honest, good person. He happened to be Aaron's best friend at the time. I still think he is. And he became my friend. Started talking. And then eventually he linked me up with Aaron on the phone. And we'd all be texting, and I was like, "Guys, give me your vocal file, Aaron. Brian wrote good words, but Aaron's just got to sing them," or whatever. And Brian recorded his voice at his house, and they sent it to me. And then I was like, "Let me try to send it back and show you how this could sound." I sent it back. That was the song, So Much to Say. And then
Oh,
I
yeah.
they were just texting back all the time, "Oh, this sounds so great. We love this song. We're gonna win the Grammys." I was not, in my mind, I'm like, "Maybe you could, but that's a real political thing." But as long as we have a song that's done, I just wanted to be like, "Dang, I did one with the guy. I don't care if he gets released." But then it turned out to like Aaron calling me, and we were becoming friends. And he would say, "Man, you gotta come to my house," all this stuff. And I'm like, "Okay, I'll come to your house. And let you want to do my whole album, you and Brian," because Brian wrote the words. I was fine with that.
Okay, so were you aware at that time that he had already been sued by other artists?
No, I re the only th when you said do your research, I had already kind of run into some success with music, and I knew other people that were in the today's time now, and they were doing things like some music video companies that shoot for really top-end artists today. And I would tell them, "Hey, I'm gonna go do this some songs with this guy, Aaron Carter. Do you remember him? What do you think about shooting a video?" My friends, like, "Would you like to be involved or throw us a favor?" And some of them would be like, "I don't know, man. Do you know what he's doing now? Like, he's doing OnlyFans." And I was like, "What?" So I went online and looked it up, and it was true. And I said, "Still, do you want to do a video? I don't care.
Right.
It's still him. Like, I didn't
Yeah,
go
who,
on there
yeah.
and look at the pictures or the videos. I didn't do those. I didn't sign up for OnlyFans. I just saw, and that made me go into a whole nother world that I kind of didn't want to see. So I quickly got out of that." That was the first
Yeah,
time.
I could see that.
No one wants
Definitely.
to see that stuff. Well, I don't.
I was just wondering if you were aware that he had been sued before, like by other artists, you know, when
No.
you came into the situation.
Who sued him?
An artist that he used a picture of off Instagram. He used one of their pictures for his branding, and the guy sued him, and he actually won last year. But like, what did you witness when you were at the house?
That's kind of a weird thing. I've never been around. Like when you go in someone's house and random people come in, well, they say that they work for Aaron or something. And that's when I started to. Aaron knew that I was a good person. That's probably why he asked me to come over. And when I was in the house, there was certain people like. They would come in and say, I can fix, this is honest to God truth. I can fix this picture on your wall that's kind of crooked, or let me take the garbage out, or just weird things. And they'd say, only $200 a day, Aaron. And
What?
he would pay them the money. And that's when I started to feel like, this is weird. This isn't a maid. This isn't this. These people are, they're taking advantage of this man. So,
Yeah,
at that
that.
point, it was like all I came for was to do music, and I'm not asking him for 200 a day. What is he paying this person to fix crooked pictures or this or that? These are weird people. These are con artists coming into the house, and another lady saying that she's a locksmith, and Melanie will tell you all the same stuff. No, they didn't need to be around. She said, I'm a locksmith, and one time I was downstairs. And she was looking through files and stuff. And I said, what are you doing looking through these files? And that lady's like, oh, I thought this was the bathroom. I'm like, no, you didn't, because this is where files are. And she's like, well, I thought it was the kitchen. I'm trying to clean. That's when it's like the lady had no teeth. You're not a locksmith. And I'm not in any place to throw them out because it's not my house. So I would just kind of slowly pressure my way into Aaron and be like, what are we going to do about this person or this person? To get them out and try something new, because unless you want to go broke, this is the way.
Yeah.
But those people aren't in his life though anymore.
Especially after Spencer got caught on Instagram Live trying to get him Xanax, that he disappeared real quick after that and hasn't been back. That was an upsetting day. So
For who? For Aaron or Spencer?
Spencer, I think. I mean, what was your impression of Spencer? Did you guys ever cross paths?
Yeah, he's gone now.
But unfortunately, it seems like,
That's fortunate that he's
yeah,
gone.
it is. But it looks like Lake Street Louie's back in the house. But how did that even happen? Like, where, you know, one minute we knew you were there making fun of us for watching him on Instagram Live. And the next thing we know, you know, you were gone and he's saying, oh, Lake Street Louie's my manager now. So catch us up with that.
I don't know how Louis came into Aaron's life the first time. Apparently, he was a background singer or something, or a friend that sang on the stage with him during something called the Pop 2K Tour.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's going around singing with him, and then after that he left, or maybe he went back to his house. I don't know. But from what I know, he was never really around. But then when things start happening, like put two and two together here. When things start happening again, like Aaron's going to go on another tour again, right? Then maybe there's not a million people at the tour. Maybe there's only 30 or 50 or what, however many were there. But it's another chance for someone else to go on the stage and sing their songs, which in the videos you see, Louis does that. That's what it kind of looks like to me. But Louie called me when I was at my house, and he said, "So you're managing Aaron, blah blah. I've been his day one friend, oh, et cetera, et cetera. How about I be a tour manager? Something along those lines." I said, "This guy sounds trustworthy." Yes, there was a DJ Aaron had at the time, a great guy. I have nothing negative to say about him, but he was on an RV. on the road with Aaron. Melanie was, Louie was, and then those dogs, as you saw, were on that RV. Or maybe one dog. I don't know. I didn't watch every video. But slow, little by little, Louie stayed in the picture, and certain people went out of the picture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you can add up things. I'm not going to say Louie's a bad man, because I've met him once in my life. I was on the phone in this room calling Louie and telling them, okay, at this date, you're going to play here. You know, I set the agenda, the amounts of money that they were supposed to collect at each concert, you know, and okay, you're going to do this interview on the radio, this. And then let's fast forward to after all his shows are done and Louie flew back home with those other people who I never heard of or didn't know what their role was in all of it, besides to stand on the stage with sunglasses. I don't know any other concerts where that happens. Then I got a phone call from Aaron again after that saying, you know, when are we going to do another thing, another concert? Because I had another person that I know, and we had lined up a 100-day tour, 100 days. That's why when Aaron posts those posts, they're not fake. And there was no way that those were going to get canceled. I made a way around it where we were going to rent out the establishments, and Aaron would go in. That way we couldn't get canceled. So there was no possible way.
Just sell the tickets at the door.
Yeah, that's how we were going
to do it. Gotcha. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
There's no way.
So, I mean, were you getting paid for, I mean, you were doing a lot of work.
I was trying to help him out, yes. And it's going to take a lot of work.
But yeah.
It's not easy when I get messages from all of these people sending negative stuff, trying to hold me back and stuff. And then they're calling music venues and emailing them. And I even I was calling and emailing the music venues every day just as much. And that's taking away from my personal life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, it's toxic. And we always encourage people not to reach out to places or venues or anything like that. But of course, there's always going to be people that are upset about the animals and everything.
A lot of those emails were lies, though, too. Or it seemed like some of them were from the same person. It was silly.
He did have a litter of puppies like while he was on tour on the RV. You know, can you comment on what you think about the whole dog situation?
I like Nala.
And so she's missing. You know, where is Nala?
I have no idea. I didn't know. I haven't been back to his house in a long time.
But yeah.
I have videos of Nala, me playing with the dog, and Aaron playing with her too. He likes Nala. Zelda is always on his hip everywhere. He never hits Zelda. I've never seen. Maybe you guys have clips. Then he has the puppies, and those puppies were really loud, barking all the time. When you have all these puppies in your house, yeah. But they're downstairs, and we slept upstairs. But, you know, it didn't annoy me that they were barking. There was times I went downstairs, and he'd say, can you feed the dogs, or can you help me with this dog food? And me, him, and Melanie, or it was just me and Melanie, sometimes me and Aaron, we'd pick up, you know, the huge, big dog food bag that's very heavy. And we cut it open, and it pulled out into whatever is it called, the dog food bowl. And then when they wanted, they'll walk up and eat. Not the puppies, the adult dogs, because he has adult dogs. Then he has puppies, you know?
Yeah. Dogs. He's had so many animals that have disappeared over the years. I mean, Nala's been missing for a few weeks now. Nobody's spotted her on Instagram Live. It's concerning. We see her every day for years. Now she's gone.
What is you think she ran away?
What happened to Mufasa? What happened to all his other dogs? They're just disappear into thin air. It's scary, man. I don't love it. Danny says he did not like waking up there.
Aaron and Melanie probably have argued. And yes, I've heard a few arguments, but then it's better after that. Is that toxic? Then I'm not from I'm from a good family, but they weren't perfect. They argued.
Yeah, no. I don't think anybody is.
They're in an argument right now. I never seen him go up and be like, I'm going to beat you. No, I never saw that.
Okay. Were you aware that Aaron has so many mentally challenged fans? And I don't mean that with any shade to anybody listening that's a huge Aaron Carter fan.
There was one that he would always talk about named Cody. Is that the name?
Oh, yeah. We all love Cody. Yep.
Yeah. And he would be like, look at my fan. Like, they have all of my clothes on. Look how much they support me. And when I'd watch the video, I was like, this person memorized all the words. So I think that is that good? Is that what you're asking me for? They're his fans, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of girls that really believe that they're in relationships with him and do allegedly send him a lot of money. And it's kind of a constant thing where he blocks them and will unblock them and plays mind games with them. It's, I mean, kind of become a thing. It's really disturbing because a lot of these people do seem to have mental issues. I don't know. I was just wondering if you were aware of any of that.
No, but I don't know. I don't know that he's blocking people and unblocking them. And what is he charging them?
Allegedly.
Oh, man. Well, they should just not follow him then.
But
well,
why do you think that he goes through so many managers?
I knew about Jason. That's who I knew about Jason. Was this a manager? Who was this?
Even more than managers. I mean, I feel like there's always somebody new coming on the scene, even Grady. And Grady just tweeted out that he's getting ready to sue Aaron.
Okay, well, I knew about Jason. I knew about Steve Zapp. He's not a manager. Mm-hmm. He wasn't. And I was there the day Aaron let Jason go on the phone.
Oh, wow.
And then I talked on the three-way with Steve Zapp, me and Aaron. And then this lady, Lori Knight, Aaron came up with all drama. You know, that's what he knows what to do. So it's like, I need to start something up so people get to talking about me. So maybe I'll shave my head today on TikTok. And after he does that, I was like, well, shoot, that worked. Because look, he's on the articles online.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's dumb. I made fun of him at his house about it. I was joking with him a little too much. I'm like, you look stupid. Because look, he looked like Dr. Evil. He did his thing again. And that's all.
You know, shaving the head is one thing, but the face tattoos. My
yeah,
guy.
He's got to do what he has to do.
He doesn't have to do that. He could go get a job like everybody else.
I know.
Get his kid back.
Maybe when you've been doing this for so long, it's kind of hard to get a job.
I guess last, I just wanted to ask, like, are you still going to collaborate with him in the future?
After I was let go by Louie, but it was on Aaron's phone because I talked with Melanie about this too. He sent the same message to all of us, and it said the same things, just switched our names out in a couple of other words. The message made no sense. Sorry, we have to part our ways. You haven't done this, this, and this, and this. And all of those things I had done. So I was like, this is not Aaron texting me at all. That's not even how he texts. And then when I talked with Melanie, she got the same message. This seems like someone pushing everyone out so you can have a field day or have fun. So does Aaron, but then when Aaron was back from his little road tour or all the concerts we had, he hit me back up acting like everything was okay. Like, well, you know, I made a commitment. I'm going to do this. Like, okay. But I have several songs in here that sound really good. And if he wants them to come out, we can do that. Even the other guy, Brian, he said, you know, if Morgan's out, I'm out. Look what happens. What are they getting accomplished? Are whatever their goals are their goals to get new songs out? Is it to get new clothes? Is it to get a new car? Is it to get this? What are the goals? Is it to help him as a human, or is it to do other things? Everyone can judge for themselves.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great point. What would your ideal look like for Aaron Carter?
I'd like to see him be really happy again, like at one point, or find his identity again as an artist, as a musician, as an adult, not as a child artist, but as an adult mm-hmm. artist, find his identity. And that might take a long time. I know everyone says rehab and stuff, but you can kind of do that through music, you know, like I've done. Lock yourself in a room and just crank out song after song. Practice like it's the gym. Don't fool around with anything else, girls or drugs or anything. Focus on songs and he'll be like, dang, I've got this again. And then it's a new AC. That's where I was. I didn't care about drugs or any of that stuff. But he still has it in him, and he knows that I believe in him. And that's what, or my opinion. People are going to say a lot of stuff probably because I just said I don't care about rehab. Because there was another booking agent that told me he needs to just go out and chop wood. for a year out in the snow because the rehabs don't really care. He needs to go chop wood, turn his cell phone off, get off the internet, then come back as a new man. There's so many different things he could do.
Yeah, I hope he does something soon. And I mean, if you do get back into the fold, I hope you take a look at the dogs and see what's going on there.
Did you go to any shows?
No, I'm in Florida. So I don't think he made it down here, which I was surprised because he's got so many people down here.
Maybe his mom lives there or something.
Yeah, I was surprised. I know that Grady did just tweet, though, that he's getting ready to sue Aaron.
You know what?
He says, I still have the documents and the file, lawsuit motion coming. I think he just wants to get paid, essentially.
Aaron has paid Grady plenty of money. I've seen it on Cash App. Aaron had been sending him money. So, but what did Aaron get back from that money? I don't know. Apparently he signed him or something. Usually when you get signed in the real world, you get money, but you have to do certain things. Or at least release songs, and then the person that gave you the money gets to collect a percentage or all of the money back until that advance or the XYZ dollars that Aaron gave him is recouped. Aaron didn't recoup $1. So you tell me who's in the wrong. It just sounds like someone has their hand out and wants a dollar to me. But it's going to cost that guy money to sue him, and that's going to go to small claims court probably, and he's going to have to pay money for that. And he's going to have to pay money and cross his fingers that he wins. If Aaron said it in a text, I'll give you this amount, but he only gave that amount, I don't think that's enough to take someone to court for.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what's crazy is if it was just Grady, that would be one thing, but it's like artist after artist after artist. It's like a running joke. I mean, it's not a joke. It's not funny, but that's why I asked, like, were you aware that he was using your fucking music? Like...
That's fine if he does me. I'm different. I'm not going to sue Aaron. Like, that's cool. I'll just reach out and say, hey, let's do this right.
Yeah.
We've done it all right. He's good in my book.
But, I mean, you can see why other artists are probably...
Is he using Grady's music? Where's the song?
Yeah, he did at one point. And that can really just kind of watch it happen in real time, unfortunately. But, I mean, and that's all whatever, really. The thing is that there's a baby involved now and the dogs. We've got, like, all these puppies trapped in a tiny cage. Nala's missing. There's dogs drinking out of the damn pool. It's not, like... proper living conditions for animals. It's scary, dude. Like, even as somebody who loved Aaron Carter when I was a kid, I'm not a hater, okay? It's scary for me to watch him do duster on fucking Instagram Live, not out on Xanax allegedly, and have people calling the police.
So I would just turn it off then.
I'm genuinely concerned. Final thoughts. Morgan and I disagree on everything, but that's okay. That's a part of the Carterverse.
I agreed half of everything you said. Pretty much 75% you agree with me, unless you're lying.
No, I think we don't agree on level of, like, rotted that Aaron is at this point in his life.
What, he takes showers? I'm kidding. Look, I don't agree with a lot of that stuff either, but my job was just to go do songs with him. He probably does some different stuff than other people, but you don't give up on people though.
I guess with Danny and I think people were trying to say to Danny, like, why are you wasting your time with this? Like, you're obviously talented. Why don't you attach yourself to something that's going to be successful?
Danny is successful.
Yeah, no, I know. I just mean Aaron Carter. Like, why would he attach his name to that and the mess that surrounds it?
Dan didn't know. Like, he just walked in there too. I don't think Aaron knew Dan was even coming over. We were like halfway down there. I said, you know, my friend's coming over too. He's like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. You know how he talk.
Yeah. I mean, I know I wouldn't work with him again if I was you.
Oh, I have somebody else I want to work with.
I hope everybody has a good day and take care.
All right.
I never know what to say.